This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'd say 3 months ago, it would have been 5-1 loss, honestly. And you just see the maturity, you see the change, you see no one was down. We were pushing each other, we were pressing each other, we were making sure each other were held accountable and making sure we were doing the right things the whole time, and it was contagious. I mean, we had line after line after line going out there and playing the right way, even if they had a good shift against us, because hey, they got a lot of good players over there and they're a good team and they're well coached. So if they're going to come out and we know they're going to have a good shift, we have to have a better one right after that.
That's Sabres forward Alex Tuch. I think he's spot on. Especially the beginning part, well, I fully believe that.
Well, yeah. That's how a 13-game losing streak happens.
Yeah. But even, too, like the whole they chased goalies out, but they kept losing. The moment like something got tough, they folded. You look, too, at you know, they're up 2-0. They get one goal back. Another team gets one goal back. They collapse. The last game they played, they go up 2-0, or they go down 2-0. The team most of that year would have just... All right, not our night. We're getting goal lead on both ends.
Yep.
They just kept coming after wave after wave after wave. And now tonight, taking on the Whalers, baby.
No,
I did not misspeak. It is Whalers night for the Carolina Hurricanes. That's awesome. I think they're going to get blown out now.
What a turn.
Just going to say that now.
I was not ready for that last part of the sentence.
Big uniform aesthetic guy.
What a turn.
The Sabres are in bad.
The Sabres have some of the best uniform aesthetics in all of hockey when it comes to three uniform totality.
Yep. And we used all of our good magic with the black and reds already.
How you look does not matter.
It super matters.
The Buffalo Sabres are peak
super matters.
Proof. That it doesn't matter.
Super matters.
Nope.
Carolina's going to put up 7 tonight. They're not playing well. I am nervous. I'm very nervous now. They look good. Don't give me it was Hartford. I know. Why do we ever get rid of the Hartford Whalers? It's an institution in hockey.
Because they were playing in a mall.
It's so cool.
I know it's cool, but it's not.
It's so cool.
It's cool, but not financially reasonable.
Yeah, sure. Money's a myth created by man.
That is true.
Come on. They're playing in a shopping mall with cool uniforms in Connecticut. Keep them for the vibes.
I agree with you.
Although Carolina has become a very good franchise in and of itself. So
never forgiving them.
Well, fair.
Stay salty, my friends.
Stay salty, my friends. I'm excited for tonight's game, though. I really, really am. I really, really am.
Rob Brindamore, punchable face.
He's been there for so long.
He was there when they beat the freaking Sabres as a player.
He's been there for so long. Like, in a sport like hockey where they kind of can go through head coaches pretty rapidly, even
very quickly, typically.
Teams. And Carolina has not won a cup with him as coach. Still there. I mean, we almost thought he wasn't
going
to be last
year. For a decent part of his tenure, it was you were not getting any sort of goaltending at all.
He still kind of don't.
And he still doesn't really have that good of goaltenders. Like, Freddie Anderson's fine, but he's hurt all the time.
Yeah. You just get really, really good defense.
Yep.
But I'm excited for tonight's game. They haven't won there, though, since 2016, which is maybe the most
depressing. So they're due?
Depressing. I want to say that's so bad, but it's so just deflating.
There's your nonsense reason for why they're going to win.
Your nonsense reason
for why they're going to lose is it's Whalers night.
Yeah.
We have our nonsense reasons.
There we go. It's just they're healthy. They're playing really well. Carolina's not particularly playing well. The last game I think they played was them getting blown out by Montreal 4-0. So I want to say I feel good, but I don't, because Carolina is also one of the few good teams that they really don't get up against.
Oh, you know what? Credit where credit's due.
Oh, no. What happened?
Adam Schefter tweeted out a picture of the Starbucks head on a swivel. Sometimes when it's funny, it's funny.
I don't want to talk about the Sabres anymore. I want to get right back to that. I want to go right back to that.
Oh, man.
Head on a swivel, baby.
Head on a swivel.
Who do you think is going to get more mad at that tweet? Schultz Rapp. Or Rapp? Okay. I'm glad we're on the same
page. Rappaport has the bigger reputation. I think he'll be the one that gets more upset about it. Especially because there are going to be people saying, matter-of-factly, you're carrying water for the NFL. You're defending the shield.
Yeah. Rappaport is punching air right now. He saw that tweet and losing it. Do you think they had each other muted?
Air or a picture of Jordan Schultz's face?
Well, no. Now it's a different person, so.
Now it's Shifty.
Now he's upset. But you think they have each other muted?
He's punching the Starbucks logo.
Shows up, smashes it. Loses it. All of a sudden, the testing's not the biggest story of the combine.
What is
the reporters fighting?
What is the drink you order in the background of a coffee shop fight?
Oh.
Like, you know how in fighting games, there's people just doing, that are still just like, nope, don't affect me. I'm doing my daily work.
Living their lives.
What is the drink you order?
Well, you're going to Starbucks.
When you've got Street Fighter 7 going on at Starbucks.
Yeah, the most complicated order. You want to act like nothing that happening is behind me is actually real.
Yes.
And you want to throw everyone else off around you that are like, what? You said 19 ingredients. What are you ordering?
Wait, what's going on back there? You said 17 pumps of espresso?
I did. It's the NFL combine, if you haven't noticed. I'm up all night.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's probably very common.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, that's funny, though. Head on a swivel.
Head on
that
a swivel.
That is beautiful.
Indianapolis, all capitals. Head on a swivel.
Oh, man. Oh.
And what's like the number one rule for reporters? You're not the story.
Yeah.
The testing hasn't started yet. And Rappaport's the main story. Him and Schultz are. I don't want to say it's just one of them. It's both of them. It's so bad.
That's one of those things where, like, you know how some people, like, they'll try to quote tweet it being like, oh my God, that's so funny. No, there's no notes. No comments.
No notes. Perfect.
You just share it with everyone.
Perfection.
It's perfection. You don't need to do anything.
All right, back to the Sabres.
Yes, I'm
fun
sorry.
Fun Sabres fact.
I'm Ooh, sorry that I threw everything off.
This isn't going to be a fun fact.
It's a double-edged sword. How about that?
I like my dessert first.
All right, so on the good side, the Buffalo Sabres have 8 players with over 30 points. Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin, Jason Zucker, Alex Tuch, J.J. Paterka, Owen Power, Dylan Cousins, and Ryan McLeod. Bowen Byram has 29.
Okay. What's the veggies?
They are tied with the best teams in the league. Washington and Winnipeg are the only other teams that have 8 or more players with 30 points.
See what I mean, Derek? See what I mean? This is not fun facts.
If Bowen Byram gets to 30 tonight, the Sabres will have the most players in the league with over 30 points.
We're in hell.
This is like him giving me like the death counts of the Crusades. This is unbelievable. This is not a fun fact.
We're in hell.
This is just, it's more of us like, oh, look at the goal difference. The Sabres are right. Oh, they're in last. They're right with everybody, though. They have more goals, like 20
Sabres
more goals
have won
than everybody
seven
with
of
them.
Their last 8. St- still in last.
Yeah, Operation 10 Straight's more like Operation 15 out of 16.
Operation Give Amazing. Me My Sanity Back.
He's not doing well.
You know what also is fun, though? The 2011 team that made the playoffs the last time, they also had to make a big comeback.
They
in
did.
The
they did. That is.
You know what this team's going to do?
Not that.
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to do
it. It was the pause by you, though, where I'm like, he can't get through it.
No,
I was waiting for you to say what I said.
I think that
would have been the ultimate heel turn.
I don't want to make a prediction because I don't do those things. But you know what I'm thinking. You know the
hey,
logo I'm wearing
all,
on my hat right now. You know the logo I'm wearing on my shirt right now. This goat head's gonna be back in the playoffs, baby.
I have a Sabres hoodie on right now.
Would
too.
They wear a goat head jersey in the playoffs?
Probably not. But.
Yeah,
which is a little upsetting.
Maybe.
Could you imagine like a random like game three? They're like goat head night.
Game seven,
goat head night.
I love the ideal of talking about this, but like, we have to see it in order to actually have discussions about that. Do I like how they've been playing? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep up this pace, that's great. However, you have to keep up this pace to have a chance. This is not to get yourself in. This is to have a better than 50% chance of making it.
But look at Ottawa. Ottawa lost five straight. They're the team you're chasing.
Yeah, they are one of your
teams. It's them,
Columbus, Detroit. Those are kind of the main dogs you're chasing.
You're chasing everybody still.
Well, yeah, you haven't leapfrogged anybody yet.
You have not gone over anyone.
You're chasing Ottawa, who's on a five-game losing streak. Boston on a four-game losing streak.
You are chasing the butt-tastic New York Islanders.
That are also on a four-game losing streak.
I thought he was going to say Pittsburgh, though.
Four of the teams ahead of you are on a four-game losing streak or more. Ottawa has five.
Oh, my God.
Everyone else is just kind of plugging away.
And
that point pace is going to change. It's going to get lower.
That is how deep, though, the hole that was dug in December.
It's why I bring up, like, I know the morning guys have done the Operation 10 straight. For me, it's 15 of your last 16 games. That is an absurd pace.
Yeah.
Which would do legitimately a complete 180 of the 13-game losing streak. Which then, I mean, if you go that route or even Lindy's route, which is, you know, picking up points as you go, don't hit a certain amount of losses, it would still lead you to the final three games of the year, win them all.
Yeah, but if you win the 10 straight, that almost eliminates three at the end of the year.
That's right.
It puts
you in a spot of just you're pressuring now everybody.
I just hate the nuclear damage that losing streak did to their season because they are capable of being a playoff team based on their talent and their play generally throughout.
But if you also
lost 13 straight and you only have 7 in the hole on goal differential, you nearly double that with the losing streak for your number.
And if you look at the last three games
of
the year, it's Tampa.
Is a Sabres fan, and we are not getting out. And at some point, you want to try to logically look at what needs to change and everything like that. But I'm getting more and more convinced by the day. We're just a word that I'm not going to say on the radio. And we have to deal with it.
Maybe they'll make a move at the deadline.
Please do.
Probably not. But
like, I'm not dreading it. It's just, this is how irritating it is that this losing streak happened this season. If it was last year, fine. Last year was a throwaway. Perfectly fine by me. And even then, last year, you were still somehow in a playoff chase. Last year, with all the disaster and being unable to score goals, you were in a playoff chase later on and in a better place on February 27th than you are this year.
Yeah. And we'd argue players like Jason Zucker have been a massive improvement to the team. Paterka had a run there. He was amazing. Thompson's back to form where he wasn't really at all last year.
And like
Bo Byram and Dahlin are on the team all year this year.
Yeah.
But I mean, even go back to the beginning of the year too, where if they just had a league average power play, or just not the worst in the league by a mile, they were probably picking up some wins.
And that's
that they
the problem is
had.
That every year is there's this dumb catastrophic thing that happens to them that is ruining this core, this version of the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is overall more enjoyable to get smacked in the shin by a razor scooter than it is to have to endure the playoff drought.
Oof. You're playing with fire there. That's
no worse. I'm playing with a razor scooter my ankles.
I don't know. That's painful. But
so is this.
Yeah. It's just. But
I hate it.
It is going like through the years though, where it's just it is one. You brought one catastrophic thing that leaves them absolutely zero room for error everywhere else.
We are noting how the point total is going to go down for the wild card. It's prorated to 2 years ago and the personal hell that we were dealt there.
Mm-hmm. Where you could score like the wind, you couldn't make a save.
You
could not buy a save.
You also lost 8 games in a row in regulation and got 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
That happened again this year on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of 8, it's 13.
Yeah.
And the number to get in the playoffs is lower. So to prorate it, the losing streak is higher.
Yeah, it got worse.
It gets worse so that you're farther away from the lower point total. Even though you are a team that before the losing streak and after the losing streak, you have shown capable of being a playoff team this year.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a sports god, stop punching me in the groin, please. I would really appreciate it.
Let's turn this a little positive. At what point in this little streak? Let's say
it's just mean.
Let's say they win tonight. They play 3 games next week, including they have a game on Saturday as well.
If they win tonight, you are looking at more consistency of putting wins together than you have seen the Sabres do
in years. But let's say they win tonight, and they win Saturday. At what point will you be like, oh, we've got something here?
If you can get to within 4 points,
mm-hmm.
then you've got me back all the way. I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to love watching hockey because I love watching hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are talking about realistic playoff chances, do not talk to me until they get to within 2 games. Because that is the only way I'm going to legitimately look at it. And even then, it might piss me off more. Because for 13 losses in a row, I have a general manager who sat on his hands. Again.
Yep.
And if it's inability or unwillingness, either way, that's fireable. You are a results-based league. You're in a results-based business. If I do something wrong 13 days in a row, and I do nothing about it, I probably get fired.
Yeah.
You say something wrong every day you're on.
Well, you know, we're trying. I don't really know.
Everyone here should be fired.
I don't know if the Sabres management's really trying all that much at times.
That's the thing. Whether it's inability or unwillingness, either way, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
For an entire month. Not even a waiver move to cut someone to Rochester. To send a message.
Yeah, weirdly enough, even during this like hot run they've had, they had one of their low points of the season.
The better they do, the more upsetting it might get for me. Because again, it is the 8-game losing streak from 2 years ago prorated to this down season that everyone's having.
No, it's right. Yeah, like literally.
Like that's what I mean when I say
to stay bad.
This is hell.
But I mean, like even looking at this team though, even during this hot run of form that they have had, they had one of their low points of the
season.
They
are still not out of it.
Oh yeah, not even close.
That's the problem. You are looking like one of the best teams in hockey right now, especially coming into and out of the Four Nations tournament.
Yeah.
And yet, you are still not out of the power bomb that life gave to you in December.
Mm-hmm.
That is just how bad it really was. And I'm going to love watching tonight because it's going to be clean.
I was going to joke, what's your excitement level for this game? 7?
The aesthetic is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to win. And I want them to make me at least
be ready to come back for next year because I'm a sicko and I don't know any better for myself.
Start looking at the standings, baby.
Not even the standings. Give me something to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a reason to keep coming back. I know that I have to keep coming back. I have a stupid microphone in my face. That's why I have to keep coming back to this team. I'm a sicko. I'm a degenerate when it comes to hockey. I'm going to watch the hockey team. But there are people out there that are thinking like this. Give me a reason to come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need to see from the Sabres for the rest of the year. Like I said, if they get to 4 points, we could talk about a playoff conversation. But right now, they're still 11 points out.
How much damage, though, has the organization done to a fan base where, you know, 2 years ago, they were 1 point out of a playoff spot?
They had momentum.
That was the momentum. That was the, oh, okay, now I'm...
Wait,
we might
be actually back.
Yeah, now I'm excited to watch next year. And then they floundered it in free agency. There was no pulse.
They floundered it with the whole offseason, not just free agency. You could have traded for something, you didn't.
The whole offseason. And then what we find out, you know, come training camp, from Kyle Loposo talking about it, they knew basically by like October they didn't have it. Even, I think actually earlier, they knew they didn't have it.
Yeah, it was within the first 2 months.
And they did nothing again. So... You know, we're mentioning, you know, we're already kind of mentioning next year, and that's fair because you bring up a great point that even through how great they're playing, and this is why I've brought up, it's not really Operation 10 straight, it's Operation 15 out of the last 16. That's absurd. But you look at it, how many fans are actually going to look at, let's say they finish 3 points out of a playoff spot? How many fans are really going to sit there and go, oh, I'm ready to go for next year? Because of just how fresh it was of you being out of 1 point and you came back and played like crap to start the year and you did nothing in the offseason.
That's the part that's really going to start turning away some more diehards is.
Well, and that's the thing. So
if you go on a run and you make it a promising end to your season and you do nothing again.
Yeah. And that's my, you mentioned it, I think, yesterday.
Super fire the general manager.
But you mentioned it yesterday. Adams kind of has like a 6 month window. Like, you're not expecting huge trades or huge moments.
Deadline is tough this year for him.
I get that.
But I am talking about when they step back on the ice in September, somebody who is not a Buffalo Sabre.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a noteworthy player in the National Hockey League, needs to be a Buffalo Sabre.
And it's just up to this point.
Could it be maybe you get lucky and Mitch Marner just wants to come here?
Yeah.
But that counts.
That does count. We had somebody tweeting yesterday saying that too. Like, what? How does that change?
That would count.
The feelings around Adams. It would change a lot. I don't expect it. And that's maybe the biggest thing and why I joke around a lot with the Sabres.
Because they deserve your scorn and your mockery.
I do expect them to go on a run. I expect them to go on a run that will put them into a spot where, as we mentioned, if you didn't have a 13-game losing streak, you were comfortably in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like 2 years ago, where if you didn't have 8 games of no points, because that was the one big difference of this 13-game losing streak, because you actually were able to have some loser points. If you had any points in an 8-game losing streak, you would have made the playoffs.
You're in.
And so that's why I do joke about him. It's just... At what point am I supposed to actually get excited for him?
That's why I said
every turn of the last 4 years that I maybe want to get excited, you've punched me in the face.
By the way, you only got 3 points in that 13-game losing streak.
It was still better than none through eight.
Ready? If I take away those 3 points.
Oh, well, actually, no, it's not. No, yeah, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. Literally worse.
Okay.
It is actually worse.
The aesthetic was better because you actually got loser points. Where before you batted zero.
Especially because the first 2 games of that losing streak, they were actually like tough losses of like, they were kind of impressive. Like
it was not a signal that they were going to
win. You outplayed Minnesota and you got goalied in a 1-0 loss.
It was not a signal that
you clawed your way back and stole a point in a game that you had no business getting to against Vancouver.
Yep.
And then Colorado in regulation.
You're making me less excited for tonight's game. And
I don't mean to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not really anything you're doing.
It's more of just holy bleep.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed.
The damage this streak did.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed the good hockey, but then you sit back and it's more or less putting it
in a perspective of, oh my God, this really hurt that much.
Yeah, they're too far away.
That said, I love watching hockey. I'm a moron. Go Sabres.
And they're fun. 803-0550, the number two call. Going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll keep talking Sabres, take your calls as well. Also, listen back to Tron Davenport, who joined Sacapaccio down in Indianapolis. We'll listen back to that after a quick time out. You're listening to The Extra Point Show on WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in a better place as a group. We're trying to just maintain this consistent style of play. And I think every coach, whatever system they're playing, believes that if they can get consistent play night in, night in, shift in, shift out, when you get a big lead, you know, there's a case in point. If you're going to give up something, make sure it's not a high quality opportunity and don't get loose. I think in the past, we've got a little bit loose. It's allowed teams to kind of claw their way back. I think we've learned our real hard lesson. We had some tough losses. I think it's made us tougher, and we've moved on from it, and I think we're better for it.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you. I've calmed down.
I'm happy for you on that.
I'm loving that they're watchable. Like, that's the thing, is that they are an enjoyable team to watch this year. They really are. When you put it in the vacuum of watchability, they're inconsistent, but when they are on their game, it is a damn good product that they can put out on the ice. And all that does, though, to me, or like the first thing it does to me, and the most painful thing it does to me, though, is I look back at a general manager's inaction twice now, 2 off seasons ago, and during this losing streak. That's the part that hurts. Because there is promise within this group. There's promise within this core. And they are entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that Jiří Kulík has effectively arrived and is getting top 6 minutes, no problem. That is a good thing. You saw flashes of the kid line in the last game. That's awesome. And I think that this is going to be the most interesting thing that I say today about all of this. The Buffalo Sabres are Dylan Cousins.
Oh, don't say that.
Promise, inconsistency, drive you up a wall. But it's there.
It's there. It's there. Oh, that is so frustrating. Oh, man.
I just killed Zach. Sorry.
He didn't even have a good game the other night. Like, for two periods, it was pretty much like...
But then he shined.
And then in the third period, he has three assists. And he had a lot of hits throughout the game, a lot of shots.
But they were also quality plays that he set up.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of those. Like, they were very good passes.
But then, and still, more and more people are just like, get him out of this team.
And ready?
Anything you can get for him.
And ready? He is the most frustrating aspect of them. That's why the Sabres are very comparable to the player itself.
Yeah.
Because the Buffalo Sabres are very much the most frustrating thing about Buffalo sports.
Ugh.
Should we move on?
I just want one season where I'm not constantly I know ebbs and flows will come with the Sabres. I've now like gone to the I'm on my knees here, man. I am begging. Just give me a season where like
everything's actually just okay.
They're just okay, and there's never a moment where I'm thinking, oh, the season's dead. Even if they don't make the playoffs, I just want a season where, like, we're constantly in the hunt. Here we go.
At this point, I need to be able to turn to you guys and go, is this real?
Well, we would do that in that season, though. We would. But instead, every year, early, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they spend the rest of the year learning the same lessons again.
Yep.
And eventually get hot during the new year, but dug such a hole they can't climb out of it. But then, don't worry, at locker cleanout, we will hear how upset they are and how mad they're not playing hockey. Don't worry, we're going to hear it again.
For me, I'm not sure how much of this I want to actually put into the players.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm with you on that. But
because it is hard to not try in hockey. It is very hard.
Well, yeah, going back to...
Something PK Subban said.
PK Subban.
It is very hard. It is very hard to not put in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I again look at a person sitting there in the general manager position. You had a chance to give this team the boost that they need, because when you buy, you're telling the team, "We believe in you, and here's why." There's proof. I've got this big name coming in to help you guys out because you're it.
Yeah. I'm going to take some off your shoulders. Get this other guy in here.
No, it's also
the locker room.
It's also, I believe in you.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to talk Sabres. Are you kind of in the same boat me and Derek are in, where it's just, I'm excited. They're playing better, but it's still just too little too late. But before that, it's now snowing here at our Amherst studios.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking like
I don't think
at the window.
Yeah.
With the reflection, I'm not turning around and looking at it like you are.
Yeah.
The flakes are massive.
They are big. They are huge flakes. I don't think, though, it's snowing in Indianapolis. And we'll go back there as Seth Capaccio met with Titans reporter Teron Davenport. And here is that interview.
Teron Davenport from ESPN NFL Nation. Always a good time to catch up with you at the NFL Combine. You're looking great, buddy. How you feeling? Everything
Thank
good?
You. Hey, listen, man, no bad days. That's my motto. But forget me. I got to talk about this Blazer you have on today.
Oh, man.
More importantly, the one yesterday. I really like that.
Thank you. I love that. We share a barber. You're looking good.
That's right. That. Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Gillette Mach 3.
You just wake up in the morning. It's a lot easier to
get yourself
get
a fresh shave.
Get over here, and we can get our work done as we're watching these defensive tackles, defensive ends today. But obviously, the Tennessee Titans in a position to really pick whoever they want in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
What is your sense of right now of where they're going?
There are a multitude of directions they could go. Free agency, I think, is going to tell you a lot. I think they go Abdul Carter right now. they really don't know for sure. They met with Shedeur Sanders at the Shrine game, and they really liked him. They're yet to meet with Cam Ward. I know Travis Hunter, there's interest there. They said they would start him at corner, and I just don't know if you draft a corner number one. But Abdul Carter, you saw what the Eagles did to Patrick Mahomes. That pass rush and everything. Yeah. So that put that value up a lot.
Why did Will Levis not work out?
I don't have enough time to give you every reason. But I'll say he is – if you look at Will Levis and see him in person, it's very similar to Josh Allen, where you're like, you know, if God were to make a quarterback, this would be the physical result, yeah. right? But it's just the mental aspect, being able to take what he's learned in the classroom to the practice field. That's happening, but relaying that to the playing field and just being a pleaser, always wanting to do too much, yeah. that's really been the issue. And you saw that in the Bears game where he was going down and he just shot put at the ball. Tyreek Stevenson picked it up, pick six, and that won the game.
Yeah, yeah. And now because of that, they are in the quarterback market.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Shedeur Sanders. So what's the plan here, do you think, of how they go about this if they don't get one number one and don't go quarterback? Is it free agent market? Is it trade? What do you think?
Yeah, so I in talking to Mike Borgonzi, and I had a couple conversations just one-on-one, and we talked about how they go about building a roster, and yeah. he reverted back to the Kansas City days. So I asked him specifically, hey Mike, listen, are you of the school where you build the roster and you drop the quarterback in, or what are your thoughts yeah. about getting the quarterback and building around him? And he said, listen, I build from the trenches. And I believe in what we've done before, which was drafting Eric Fisher, yeah. number one, trading for Alex Smith, rocking it out for 3 years, and then getting Patrick Mahomes because they felt they had to get to the next level, right. trade up to 10 to get him because he gave them a different degree. And, you know, once Patrick Mahomes starts, you know personally from
yeah.
being in Buffalo, once he started, six straight AFC championship
games. That's good insight because that does tell you that maybe they'd rather go the route of what you're saying instead of taking a quarterback early in the
yeah.
draft. Is it also because, in your own personal opinion here too, maybe these quarterbacks aren't quite ready for that particular, this class, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and to me, this isn't a class that has a Josh that we know of now and what that class was, and Patrick Mahomes and those guys. Mm-hmm.
Ironically, when the Chiefs and Mike Borgonzi was part of that crew, when they passed up at a quarterback despite needing one at number one, you had Geno Smith mm-hmm. EJ Manuel,
right. the Bills so, traded down and took him.
Yeah, you guys yeah. very familiar with that.
Yeah.
And so that was considered a questionable draft. And when I look at these guys, honestly, I would put Shedeur right there and Cam right there yeah. with J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix okay. last year. I think they could have been first-round picks last year. I know there's different knocks and things on them, but, I mean, look, no prospect is perfect. I think Shedeur is one of the most NFL-ready quarterbacks to come to this league in the last 2 years. Cam Ward is plutonium-level potential. I love the dog in him. And you heard what he said. Hey, you pass on me, you're mm-hmm. going to regret it. And
yeah.
the last guy to say that was Peyton Manning. You know, so I like that swagger, that moxie.
So what other things do the Titans need to do this offseason? Like, what's their big areas they have to address?
So offensive line is critical,
yeah.
right? You look at the right tackle position. They gave up 29 total sacks from the right tackle position. That's more than any other right tackle group in the league.
Wow.
So that immediately, you got to take care of that. It's been an issue dating back to 2019, right? So you have that. They need inside linebacker help. They need safety help. Quarterback, we talked about. Receiver, right now, Calvin Ridley is the only experienced receiver on the roster, literally. So yep. they need help there. I think you look at returner. This team hasn't had a punt return for a touchdown since 2012.
Wow.
The last kick return for a touchdown was A.J. Brown in 2020 on an onside kick. So they wow. need some type of, you know, excitement.
Sure.
John Fassel, Bones Fassel, as they call him, him getting yes. the new ST job, I think that's going to help a lot. He's bound to find somebody.
How did things go with Calvin Ridley after the contract that they gave him?
I think it went well. And yeah. I smiled because I remember training camp. Calvin was a little abrasive, right? But as he started to settle in, and the thing was, and I actually did a story on him, he was having trouble catching the football. And so he went back to basics. They have this machine called the Lobster.
Okay.
And it's a jugs machine that shoots tennis balls.
Okay.
And he would catch those. He yeah. worked with John Shaw, one of the strength and conditioning coaches, and they just would do a whole new routine pregame, right? The week they did that game, he blew up and had like 140-something yards on 12 catches against the Lions. And that kind of like launched him forward to the 1,000-yard season. Talking to him all year, like that was critical for him to do. I love Ridley, man. He's a great guy to talk to. And, you know, he's a really good player, too. Yeah. So sudden in and out of his routes.
Before I let you go, I know that you know very well Mike Vrabel. You got to know him and his staff very well. Obviously, he's in New England now and a place we know of him from Buffalo when he played. Yeah. They have a lot of work they have to do, but what do you think about Mike and his fit in New England? And obviously with the Bills ahead of them so far, where they are in the AFC East, but how they can try to rise up a little bit.
Facing Mike Vrabel twice a year, the Bills training staff, and we know they are awesome, right? But they better stock up on Advil, Aleve, and all that stuff. Because it's a true fight when you go against a Mike Vrabel team. He preaches like building a callus and being tough and hard-nosed and making it a back-alley fight. So you're going to have that. They're going to run the football. They're going to be physical. Josh Allen is going to have to get used to seeing coverage. Yep. I'm talking about like rushing four, dropping seven, because that's what Vrabel loves to do. It's going to be a really good opportunity to just play physical football. And I love Josh Allen. I love Keon Coleman. Cook, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing those matchups because I'm low-key a Bills fan. Andre Reed is my favorite player of all time. I love Thurman. Yeah, Jim Kelly, all those. Listen, we go into Keith McKellar. We could go talk about Biscuit. You know, we could talk about all those guys. I'm a Bill. I love the Bills.
Anytime you want to come to Buffalo, those guys are around a lot for a lot of events. They love the place where they played. Thurman still lives there. Steve Tasker's right behind the curtain doing a show right now. You know, all those guys. And Jim still lives in the area, obviously. And it's always great to catch up with you, brother. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, take care, man.
All right, you got it.
That was Teron Davenport with Sal Capaccio. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock as the Sabres are on the road to take on Carolina. We also got some birthday wishes to throw out there after a quick time out. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up next after a quick timeout.
Sabres Canes. Catch a fever. Sorry. I do apologize.
Sabres Whalers, by the way, sir.
Sorry. You had a live read. You were doing your job, and I cut you right off.
This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And Whalers, sir.
Sabres Whalers.
Be correct.
Sabres Whaler Canes.
Sabres Whalers Canes.
Sabres Whaler Canes.
It's or not it's making it's, up new animals.
It's not a slash. It's Whaler Canes.
Whaler Canes. we do have a little bit of an update for tonight's game. Jason Zucker is going to be a game time decision. This is coming from Lance Lysowski. If he cannot go, it appears it is going to be Sam Lafferty that will draw into the lineup. And before we get out of here, we did mention some birthday wishes.
Yeah.
And, well, one of them is a belated birthday, so we'll start there.
The day after.
We'll start there.
Sorry, Pat.
Pat Malacaro, birthday yesterday. Wish him well as well, especially with, we're not too far off from the Bisons getting underway here as well.
He is going to be ready to go.
M-N is going to, we're talking about grinds for reporters, play-by-play guys, the whole thing, baseball. Baseball.
Baseball is it.
Hard ride. And then today, as the Sabres get ready to take on Carolina, Whaler Canes, Paul Hamilton, also a wonderful happy birthday to him as well. Hopefully the Sabres play well tonight, so it's a good birthday, solid birthday.
We saw the tweet, by the way, of coming from Sabres Fun Stats. The lettuce on Paul Hamilton's head.
Yeah. Dude's got head hair.
Dude.
And I do Paul's not, and looking I do not fresh. Put that in the past tense. I do not put that in the past tense. He still has great hair.
He still has great hair.
But he had the hockey flow going.
Yeah. The really, lettuce. Really
did. He really, really did.
The romaine on that head.
Still, if I were him, and I say this to him every time I think about
it. He should grow it out again.
I'm going to start saying that to him. But I say to him still to this day, you should start every conversation with people of, I tried out for the Miracle hockey team. I don't know why that is not the immediate icebreaker for him. It needs to be. We'll push it. I'll push it to him.
Nah, it's Paul has that swagger every day.
That's true. Coming up next, more Sabres. Sabres Live after a quick timeout. This is WGR.